The last major economic report before Americans head to the polls shows hiring accelerated in October. That's welcome news for more than 12 million unemployed Americans and for a president fighting to keep his job. President Barack Obama told supporters in Ohio that since July, the private sector has added more than 170,000 jobs each month.
And today our businesses have created nearly 5.5 million new jobs. And this morning we learned the companies hired more workers in October than at any time in the last 8 months.
But the improving outlook is just one aspect of the government report. Despite upward revisions to job numbers in August and September, the nation's unemployment rate inched higher to 7.9% as more people started looking for work. Republican challenger Mitt Romney said the report was further proof of an economy at a virtual standstill. He accused the president of falling short on promises.
He said he was going to lower the unemployment rate down to 5.2% right now. Today we learned that it's actually 7.9%, and that's 9 million jobs short of what he promised.
Since World War II, no U.S. president has ever won re-election with unemployment above 7.4%. But the White House says the new report is further evidence that the economy is healing from the worst downturn in decades. Still, the latest job numbers are unlikely to sway voters. ABC News political analyst Matthew Dowd says most Americans have already made up their minds.
The perceptions of the economy already baked in at this point in the game, the last 6 months of what's happened, the last 6 months in the economy are baked in the perceptions.
Despite the better than expected job numbers, lingering signs of economic weakness remain. Average hourly pay declined in October, and paychecks have not kept pace with inflation. After an initial bounce on Wall Street, stock futures fell more than 1% as investors worried about a deepening recession in Europe and a looming budget crisis in the U.S. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.